All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for these dining tips? I promised I was going to give you some great dining tips, and now I'm ready to make good on my promise. Get your notes, get your pads, get your smartphones. You want to take some notes on this one. Yes, you're going to want to take some notes so you can pass this on and so you can put it into play for yourselves. CT's dining tips. I'm going to be giving you some tips every so often. And every CT's tips, this one is CT's dining tips. And this is one where I want you to enjoy the sop. Yes, enjoy the sop. That's what I want you to do. Yes. This is where you have your bread and you have your juice. And I'm going to be giving you some tips on how to get the most out of your bread and your juices. The bread can be any kind of bread you want it to be, anything that'll work for you. I'm going to be telling you what you're going to do with it. It can be loaf bread. It can be cornbread. It can be biscuits. It can be pita bread. Bread. And then the juice. It can be tomato juice. It can be sweet potato juice. It can be beef stew juice. It can be soup juice. As long as it's a juice that you would normally consume while eating. In other words, I'm not talking orange juice. We're not talking grape juice. We're not talking apple juice. We're talking about the juice from some kind of food. Yes, because again, now I'm going to be sharing tips on how to enjoy the sop. Tomato juice, sweet potato juice, beef stew juice, soup juice, some kind of foodie juice. And then, and this is critical, you want to have the right frame of mind. Yeah, this is critical, the right frame of mind. And so I want you to be aware of the fact that you are going to be sopping your bread and not dipping your bread. Yeah, that's important because it has been shown that sopping your bread tends to bring out the flavors more powerfully than dipping your bread into the juice. So I don't want you to see yourself dipping. I don't want that to be anywhere in your mind. No, you are not going to be dipping this bread. You're going to be sopping it in the juice. All right. So once you got that frame of mind, if you need to spend some time, maybe even a few weeks, just wrapping your mind around the idea of sopping. A lot of us know that. Anyway, that's what we've been doing for years. We have been sopping our bread in that juice and bringing it up to our mouths and enjoying. But later, more on the technique a little bit later. What I want you to do first is get in the right frame of mind. So practice saying, when I really want to enjoy this, I'm going to sop it, not dip it. When I really want to enjoy this, I'm going to sop it, not dip it. I'm going to sop, 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 S-O-P it. I'm going to sop my bread in that juice. All right, now here's your technique. You want to gently yet firmly enough grasp a corner of the bread. Let's just say you're going to dip some cornbread for now and some tomato juice. That tomato juice has been prepared just like you like it. You're going to eat and you're going to savor. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to just grab a corner of that cornbread, that tomato. And just so you know what we're looking at here now, let's say you've gotten a can of tomatoes, stewed tomatoes. Seasoned just the way you like them. I know some people want them just a tad bit of salt and then some other seasonings. Some people want it a tad bit of sugar in there. Some people want a whole lot of sugar in there. However you like eating your stewed tomatoes, it's prepared just the way you like them. And now your cornbread has been prepared the way you like it, and you're ready to sop. Grab just one corner of that cornbread and just lower it into your juice. Now, you can get a little fancy if you want to use pita bread or loaf bread. You can even fold it in half and then grab one corner of that bread and then lower it into your juice. Whether it's your sweet tomato juice, your sweet potato juice, your beef stew juice, you're lowering it into your juice. And once you have your bread in that juice, hold it there for about 3 seconds. 3 seconds. You don't want to hold it there much longer than that, because much longer than 3 seconds, you'll get too much juice on your bread, especially if it's cornbread, and it'll fall apart on you and it'll fall into the juice. Now, that's called oversopping. Yeah, when you let it soak in and linger in that juice too long to the point where it starts to fall apart on you, that's oversopping. And now, all's not lost if you oversop. If you oversop, then of course you can just grab a spoon and dip on down in there, get that bread with the juice really soaking through it now, and bring it to your mouth just like you would eat a spoonful of peas. But instead, it is your cornbread crumbled up, falling into the juice, juice just saturating that bread, and you know you are excited because you know you're going to have a seriously delightful moment. Bringing that spoonful of your cornbread with your sweet tomato juice just soaked all through it. And when that hits your palate, too hard to handle. You get all those flavors just, but if you don't go that far, and that I prefer you not oversop, because that's why I'm teaching you the right technique. Grab that bread by the corner, lower it down into that juice, and let it hit. Let it sit there for about 2 to 3 seconds, no more than 3 seconds, and then bring it to your mouth. And let those flavors from the juice, let those flavors from the bread just delight you. Your tongue, savor the taste, savor the experience for a few seconds, and then grab another corner of the bread and repeat the process all over again till your bread and juice are all gone. That is one way that you can just have some moments of pleasure like you wouldn't believe. That's the enjoy the sop experience. And that's my dining tip for today. That's CT's dining tip. Enjoy the sop. And just think about how your family will light up when they see you lit up because of that experience of enjoying the sop, just making your day. They see you lit up, they light up, the whole family's happy. The whole family's just happy, 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 because you will have let some of life's best moments come through you by enjoying the sop.